Is poverty a matter of money or knowledge? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. In a world of engineering miracles, from artificial organs to Mars rovers, how is it possible that billions of people don't have clean water to drink or basic shelter? Those were the questions posed at a recent meeting entitled Engineering and Technology for Poverty Eradication. Scientists, engineers, and representatives from developing countries met to discuss how technology could help people living in countries with average per capita incomes of less than $1 per day. One of those countries is Mozambique, on the southeastern coast of Africa. Lydia Brito is Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology.
If people have access to knowledge and technology, they will have better choices in how they want to live their lives and what they can do to be better off in terms of income and the status of the family.
The key, she says, is helping poor countries not only make use of technology from developed countries, but to build their own capacity to create and innovate. The group plans to convene a larger meeting next year in Mozambique to tackle specific issues of poverty where science and technology can help. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.